Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
So how are you in the middle of the week?
I'm doing good. I'm excited that that it's the middle of the week and there it's all downhill from here, but in a good way, you know? So I don't know.
I hope that, you know, by us having fun with all the different days that people really understand our whole goal of this is to get people excited that every day can be a great day.
Every day should be a good day.
Yeah. So
even if it's a bad day, it can become a good day.
That's right.
It's all how we look at it.
Really the part of that. And today we're going to just be digging quickly into Romans 8 verse 27. Let me just say this about Romans 8. If you have any question about the with God life and you really want to know more about it, Romans 8 is the chapter for you. It's just quick and easy to understand kind of what the bigger picture of living with God is all about. And, you know, it's something that maybe even one of our series will be that. Right now we're doing the With God series. And so part of that is so cool when we read in verse 27 of that chapter, it says, he who I can't say it, Joshua. I might have to have you. What happened? Just too much of mourning. Yeah. I'll let you read it.
Okay. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God.
Thank you. It is really good. People don't understand how we can become tongue-tied in this kind of talking. And, you know, but the cool thing about this word from God is that to understand that even when we have the greatest need, that we're not alone in that need, that God's Spirit intercedes for us. And I think that's just such a cool thought. So when we're in a situation that we can't believe we're in it, that is just too hard to even comprehend, why do I have to go through this?
Right.
And the whys of life many times can't be answered with anything but trust. And if we have this in mind that, okay, I'm in this situation, but right now the Spirit is interceding for me, that there's this activity beyond what I'm experiencing. And so it ends up that if we can understand, because the very next scripture is kind of the greeting card scripture, if you will. And it just talks about that all things work together for good. And that's what God does. Even the worst of things, God will bring about good. There's this orchestrating work of God. And, you know, long ago, I was in a situation with a family that I really didn't know what to say. They had had a horrific accident. They had the mother and son were severely injured. It was Christmas time. It was supposed to be this time of joy. And it was just really hard for the family. I was young. I didn't have a lot of resources to help them with. But what I did have was a helping hand. I could go into the house and help, you know, take care of some chores and everything. And what I didn't realize is that until years later, that the mother and the wife, she had been very just severely injured. She had prayed that there could be somehow some kind of stability by just someone coming in and doing that. And they didn't have the funds to do that. I had no idea that God had used me in that way. And, you know, I'm sure I didn't do anything like she had ever done, but there was just that answered prayer. And I think sometimes we need to look beyond what we're experiencing and see that God is at work.
Yeah, that's a really good thought. And it really is true that a lot of times we only see a certain piece of the puzzle. And when we back out and kind of see how everything else falls into place, and we just need to know that God is working good out of these situations and these times that we end up in.
I think that's our motivation for today, is that, okay, no matter what is going on, that God is at work, that we can have confidence that God has something more for us, and that our destiny is always good.
You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.